Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
You don't do it? No, I know.
Girl!
You think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. The cold lapin.
Imposter syndrome isn't just a nuisance. It's an obstacle that can really affect the trajectory of your career for the worse. Sheryl Sandberg, the COO of Meta, formerly known as Facebook, tells the story in her book Lean In about the time that her supervisor asked her whether she thought she could get a promotion or if her colleague should get that promotion. Sheryl told her supervisor to give the promotion to her colleague. Why? Imposter syndrome. Sheryl thought to herself, why would I get the promotion? My colleague would probably be better than me. But that's where imposter syndrome can seriously harm you. If this term is new to you, let me fill you in. Imposter syndrome is when you feel like you're undeserving of whatever role you're in or success you're experiencing. As Sheryl's story shows us, that thought pattern can hold you back from making advancements that you've earned. Rightfully so, but that you don't think you deserve. You may feel like what I'm experiencing isn't imposter syndrome. It's not a syndrome. I'm really an imposter. But I guarantee you that is not true. And what's actually happening is that these thoughts are gripping you extra tight. Don't believe me? I'll prove it. The amazing Barbara Corcoran, who undoubtedly is a super badass boss, said, "Even when I sold my business for $66 million, I felt like an absolute fraud." And when Natalie Portman delivered the commencement address at Harvard years after she herself was a student there, she says, "I have to admit, I'm still insecure about my own worthiness. When I came to Harvard Yard as a freshman in 1999, I felt like there had been some mistake, that I wasn't smart enough to be in this company, and that every time I opened my mouth, I would have to prove that I wasn't just a dumb actress." These two incredible women are undeniably mega successful. I'm sure if you were in a room when they talked about their insecurities, you would say, "Natalie, girl, this is just the enemy between your ears talking. This is textbook imposter syndrome. You are awesome sauce." Well, if you can see Natalie Portman's awesome sauce merit without clouded judgment, why can't you see yours? And this list of successful people who have grappled with imposter syndrome is endless. Tom Hanks, Penelope Cruz, Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, Tina Fey, Amy Schumer have all talked about struggling with imposter syndrome. And would you say that Tom Hanks is a fraud? Hell no. So treat yourself with the same kindness that you would Tommy Poo. If I listened every time I told myself that I was an imposter, I wouldn't be here making this podcast for you. So along the way, I have come up with some ways to combat those moments of insecurity. Here are three things that have worked for me. Number one, become a mentor. Whether this means taking a junior colleague under your wing or speaking to a group of young professionals in your industry, I've found that nothing stops imposter syndrome in its tracks faster than sharing your experience with a mentee. Being able to impart what you've learned to someone that's green in their career can help you realize just how much you do know and how much you have grown since you yourself were that green person in your career. Number two, keep a success folder. I've mentioned this on the show before, but you should get into the habit of documenting your wins. Yes, I do know how dorky I sound, but you should seriously try this. Whenever I get a nice email from a business partner, I try to print it out and put it in my success folder. That is Tortoise, by the way. The wonderful reviews on Money Rehab? You better believe that I try to screenshot those guys and keep them in my digital success folder. It's an album on my iPhone. When I was broke and in debt, my success folder was my financial self-care. When I looked at my incoming bills, I felt like an absolute failure. But in those moments, I could turn to that success folder and know that I was doing all the right things that would get me to where I wanted to go. Number three. Talk to your tribe. Sometimes we can get so deep into our own crazy thoughts that we lose perspective. That's when we need people, other humans we love so much and trust to reorient us. The only way to let go of these feelings is to let them go. If you keep them bottled up, they will haunt you. Trust me. I've found that the small act of saying hard things out loud makes me feel immediately better. But you don't have to take my word for it. Give it a try. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. Treat your imposter syndrome like an improv class. You know the stereotype about improv classes, right? That in an improv class, you have to start every line with yes and. When you're struggling with imposter syndrome, you might have the impulse to be like Cheryl and say no and. And when you have that impulse, just mentally put yourself in that improv class, which, by the way, I took at Upright Citizens Brigade in New York and even read that big textbook that they gave us, and say yes and. Because you can do it. So just say yes and. Rehab is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoy and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lands for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dicker for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all.